Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. This is 1025B. The B's are always the guest segments, and we have a wonderful guest for you today, Joey Miller, who's MSWLCSW. She's the author of Rebirth, The Journey of Pregnancy After a Loss. You can find it on Amazon. It's a Hatchet book, which is a major site, if you will, a major publisher. We, as usual, are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. You can get supplements personalized just to you. Can you imagine that? Just personalized to you. A pack in the morning, pack in the evening. If you need three a day, pack in the morning, afternoon, evening, whatever you need. It's in this little convenient pack so you never forget to take what you need. If you need anything, take the free online assessment. You may not need anything. Your diet may be absolutely perfect for you. That's at mypersona.com. You get to talk to a nutritionist for free as well. Mypersona.com. And they're the sponsor and have been for a number of years. I really appreciate them. And so show me and them some love if you can, because they've been so good at sponsoring us. Our guest today, as I said, is Joey Miller. Her website, joeymillermsw.com. She specializes in reproductive psychology, loss and trauma, and women's mental health. She's currently in private practice at Wellsprings Health Associates in Chicago, where she sees patients for urgent consultation and ongoing therapy. She actually is associated with the Perinatal Loss Program, where she used to be the coordinator at Prentice Women's Hospital of Northwestern Memorial Hospital, which is the largest birthing center in the Midwest, with 13,600 births per year. And what I'm always struck with is we have about 4 million live births in the United States per year, but we have about 1.3 million, if you will, infants who die or pregnancies who result in miscarriage, and another 22,000 infants die within a year or of birth. These numbers are really staggering and underscore the pervasiveness of this type of loss. So when you hear the stars like Meghan Markle and Chrissy Teigen and Carrie Underwood, Beyonce, and many others go through this, it isn't just the stars who are going through it. And there probably is nothing special about the stars. All people go through it. So I wonder, Joey, if you could tell us, and I'm talking to Joey Miller, and I hope it's okay if I use the first name, Joey, about what does a woman, and you know, it's hard to ask as a man, but what does a woman undergo when she's thinking about this, and what is rebirth all about?
Thank you, Dr. Roizen, and it's great to be a guest today. You know, pregnancy is usually associated with things like hope and new beginnings. And unfortunately, you know, with regard to the numbers that you just quoted, for a significant number of the female population, pregnancy doesn't end with a happily ever after. And for some women, the miracle of pregnancy can very abruptly and unexpectedly turn into the nightmare of loss. And so women and their partners oftentimes experience acute grief and depression and anxiety surrounding the loss of this greatly desired and anticipated baby. And so instead of it being this happily ever after, many couples respond with shock and devastation, thinking this isn't what we were expecting.
And so, and we heard that with Meghan Markle most recently, at least that most recently from my standpoint. And how many, in other words, it seems to me many people must have a miscarriage without even knowing about it. Maybe not even knowing they're pregnant.
And it's something that some women don't necessarily even recognize that they are experiencing, but there's also this very large population of women who do recognize and who do grieve, but have been suffering in silence because there has been a stigma surrounding talking about these losses. And even just as recently as the 1970s, that it was the practice and protocol of many hospitals when there was an infant loss or miscarriage or stillbirth, not even to allow the women to see their babies or interact, believing that their grief would somehow be intensified. And so there's been a lot of work done by different charities and organizations and policy changers, you know, oftentimes made up of healthcare providers, but also patients who recognize that in many ways that was doing a disservice to women because they were already attached and they needed the opportunity to be able to say their goodbyes while unfortunately simultaneously saying their hellos. But that interaction became very important for a large percentage of women who experienced these type of losses. And celebrities recently, as you had mentioned, Chrissy Teigen and her husband, John Legend, and Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, have recently been talking about their experiences and really giving a voice to women who have, again, traditionally or historically been suffering in silence.
Is there a difference with each trimester? In other words, it seems to me that as the trimesters go on, there must be a greater attachment, whether physiologic or emotional. And I imagine it's both.
That's a great question. And in my experience, having worked with thousands and thousands of couples over the last, 20 years, is that loss is very individual and no two losses look the same. And so it's not just that a woman or a couple's grief is reflective of the length of gestation or the amount of time someone spent with a baby. For many couples, it's much more reflective of the depth of the attachment. And I've had some patients who have experienced a first trimester loss who had already named that baby, right? Maybe they had been trying through 4 years of infertility treatments and felt especially attached. And so I think the grief is much more reflective of the depth of that attachment that can happen quite quickly and the meaning that a woman or a couple associates with their pregnancy. And so it's very, very individual. And again, no two losses look the same.
And what do you try and do? First of all, what do you try and do in the book? And then what do you try and do in person that might be different than in the book?
My work has really, the book is really an outgrowth and a natural kind of continuation of the clinical work that I do. That even though all of my work begins at the point of trauma or tragedy and loss, that the take-home message here is that there really is life beyond loss and there is hope. That statistics show that the overwhelming majority of women who experience the loss of a pregnancy or the death of a baby, an estimated 80% of women do go on to conceive again and have a healthy full-term pregnancy and bring home a healthy live-born baby who they can parent. And so my book and my practice really provide guidance in terms of what women must navigate and how they manage, high levels of anxiety or depression or grief simultaneously while they're working to try again and then navigating through a subsequent pregnancy. And so I focus on a lot of concrete tools to help with pacing and stamina, emotional stamina, physical stamina, as women are really working to continue and then eventually complete their families. And all the while remembering the baby who came before, it's not, the goal I always tell patients is it's not getting over losing a baby, rather it's something that we work to learn to live with.
And for example, in Meghan Merkel's case, is the fact she has a child already a benefit generally, or does that make the situation worse? Or is there a generalizability about it?
Again, great question. I find that with some women, they do find comfort in terms of having another child at home versus just loneliness or silence. But for other parents, it's a cruel reminder of all they wanted to create and you know, have again. And so it can be a very double-edged sword in terms of one child does not make up for losing another child. Every child is individual and unique. And so some parents who do have a child at home may find some of society's comments like, well, at least you have, you know, so-and-so at home. That doesn't necessarily, you know, provide the desired comfort that for some families, that's just a daily reminder of what could have been. And also when someone is grieving, it can be awfully difficult to parent at the same time when a woman or when a partner doesn't feel that they have 100% to give. So having another child, while noted, can be, you know, comforting in some ways. In others, it's not.
And I should say to our audience, we're talking with Joey Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, website J-O-E-Y-M-I-L-L-E-R-M-S-W, for medicalsocialwork.com. Joey Miller, MSW.com is her website. She is the author of Rebirth, The Journey of Pregnancy After a Loss. Joey, let me ask you a different question and one directly about the book. Should someone buy the book who is trying to get pregnant? Should they only be reading the book if they've had a loss? Does it help to read this in advance? In other words, when I can't, as a guy, I'm having a great deal of trouble trying to figure out who should I, if I'm going to give this as a gift at Christmas, do I give this as a holiday gift to someone who's had a miscarriage? Do I give it to someone who is trying to get pregnant? Who's the book intended for?
I think the book is most relevant for women and for partners and for extended family members, whether they're friends, whether they are family members, and medical providers who care for these couples, you know, women and couples who have experienced a loss at any point during pregnancy, during delivery, or during infancy. And while there is some relevant information about navigating, that is the intended population, or women and couples and families whose lives have been touched by loss. And it doesn't matter the timing of the loss, as there's relevant information that can help any couple navigate through the physical and the emotional and some of the psychological hurdles after they've been touched by loss and have an increased level of vulnerability.
And how many, and I guess this is a question that maybe you might not be able to answer, is of the million, of the 1.3 or 4 million miscarriages a year in the United States, how many of those result in a psychological problem where the woman doesn't know that it is resulting from the loss of a child that she didn't know she had?
With regard to statistics, it's very difficult to estimate, just because initially it's impossible to tease out what are signs and symptoms of grief and very appropriate, very normal, very expected, and working to tease out the differential of a clinical depression. And so I strongly recommend for anyone who has experienced any type of a reproductive loss, whether that's a pregnancy loss, whether that's the death of a baby, to talk with a medical provider, whether that's a therapist, whether that is a counselor, whether that is a nurse or an obstetrician or some type of obstetric provider, so that a woman can have support and assistance, so that if her signs or symptoms are starting to turn into more of a clinical depression or postpartum anxiety, that she has the appropriate professional supports around her to best treat. Because again, even for providers, it's difficult to initially tease out that's something that we have to assess over the weeks after the loss or after the delivery to get a clear clinical assessment and picture.
We've been talking with Joey Miller, a licensed social worker and MSW. Her titles are numerous, but the key point is she is really an expert on rebirth, the journey of pregnancy after loss. She does it daily in Chicago at Wellsprings Health Associates, and she writes about it very well, as you can tell from her expertise in answering the questions. Her website, joeymillermsw.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, number 1025B. The guest segments are always the B's. And by the way, we had a special for my 20th anniversary show. 1020, both A and B, are on longevity. I want to thank Caitlin White for great engineering, and you especially for listening and hopefully supporting our sponsor. Our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. You can go to mypersona.com and take the free online assessment to see if there are any supplements that can help you live with a higher quality of life, or if you've got everything you need and don't need anything from your nutrition. That's mypersona.com. By the way, if you put /Roizen, you get a large discount on your first two orders after going to mypersona.com. I should also say that there's a free nutritionist who can help you work through whether it's you want to talk about a keto diet or a vegan diet or going from one to the other or what you should do. There is a nutritionist there to help you. Thanks very much to Joey Miller for being our guest. And thanks to you for downloading us. We'll be back next week with another exciting and knowledgeable guest. Look forward to talking with you then.